The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:55 a.m. Stuart Beasley, Craig Forsyth and Darren Owen will be the team in the studio. We have day two of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury. There's also jumping from Doncaster and Musselburgh. And in the evening, we have the usual Friday cards at Wolverhampton and Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio to look into the action is Mr. Ross Briley. How are you, Ross?
I'm all right, Mark. I'm all right.
Good.
Tickety-boo, I think, is the technical term. Although I've still not adjusted to winter. I still don't know what's going on.
No, it's cold, isn't it?
And it's cold and dark. Everything starts early and finishes early. And
yeah.
The other day I was home for 10 to 4 and not to do myself.
Yeah. It is like that, isn't it? So many hours before the next day.
Well, I'm trying to think what I did. The other part of my life where I'd be home that early would be school.
Yeah.
Thinking, what would I do at school? I'd come in, I'd have chicken chips and beans or something for me nan's put on the table.
Yeah.
And then what would I do? I'm going to play GoldenEye, I suppose. Maybe I should just start playing GoldenEye again. Just get the N64 out.
Yeah, I used to go out on one of them micro scooters that folded up and then go play football in the dark for many hours.
Play football in the dark?
Yeah, under a street light.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I never did that. In the summer, we'd play till it got dark.
Yeah.
But the problem is in the winter, it's like 30 seconds then.
Yeah.
Goal, we win. Bye, yeah. Guys, lads. Go home.
Next goal winner due to bad light.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We haven't even kicked off.
We haven't started. We're still waiting for half the team. Yeah, but or used to. Yeah, yeah. I suppose games like Sardines and things like that would and 50 up always good in the dark winter, aren't they? Never played Sardines.
I don't know what Sardines.
Really?
Is.
Yeah. Oh, Sardines is an incredible game, mate.
Do you just lay next to each other really tight? Really close?
Well, kind of. Yeah. What you do is one person's on, and everyone else goes and hides. No, wait, hang on. I forgot how to play Sardines. That's not true. What happens is one person hides. It's the opposite. 50 right. Up, almost. One person goes and hides and everyone else splits up and looks at them, right? When you find them, you have to hide where they hide. So say there's 10 of you. Eventually, it becomes 8 people in one hiding place, packed like sardines.
Yeah.
And basically, the aim is to not be the last person to find hiding place.
That's all right. We should play that next time we have an early finish on the race.
We should definitely
we'll go play
around the building.
Yeah. There's plenty of floors.
They were under a table at KFC. That would be amazing, actually. Yeah, yeah, let's definitely do that. We should have the William Hill Alternative Olympics and Sardines should be in it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get back on track, though. Talk about some racing.
Okay.
The Hennessy Gold Cup meeting kicked off on Thursday. We've got day two coming up on Friday. And obviously the big race is the Hennessy Gold Cup itself. We'll just have a quick look ahead to that, Ross. Jackadam is the 4-1 market leader. Fingal Bay is 7-1, as is Many Clouds. Smad Place, another at 7s. 9-1 for Rocky Creek. The Druid's Nephew, 11-1. Merry King, 14s. Ballinagore, Midnight Prayer, Union East, and Witchwood's Brook are all 20s. And then it's 25-1, our bigger prices for the rest. AP McCoy as well, news as we record this on Thursday, he will ride Merry King, obviously bidding for his first Hennessy Gold Cup winner. It must be one of the only big races he's never won.
Yeah, yeah, it's a funny one, Merry King. It depends what kind of Hennessy is, I suppose. I think the problem is it's going to be a real slog. I mean, it's going to be incredibly testing ground. And you've got a 5-year-old who's unproven over the trip, and relatively inexperienced over fences at the top of the betting. So it is potentially an open contest. I mean, Jackadam loves heavy ground over hurdles, so I can't see it necessarily being a problem. But if this turns into a slog, it could turn into more of a national than a Hennessy kind of race. And yeah, it's an odd one, really. It's a tough race to get involved in pre-race, because as you said, it's hard to know without seeing exactly how things are on the day at Newbury. I mean, you've got, like I said, you've got Jackadam, who's got potentially stamina to prove. You've got Smad Place, who's all about stamina. Fingal Bay, who comes from a yard in form. And I mean, again, he's a real class act, Fingal Bay, when he fancies it. I don't think Many Clouds will necessarily get home. A lot of people are tipping up the Druid's Nephew. Rocky Creek just seems to have lost that winning mentality. So then you've got, I mean, Ballinagore is the one that was really intriguing me, because he's just an incredible horse to back fresh. He's just fantastic after a break. So he intrigued me a lot. I thought it was a very tough. I couldn't have a bet in it at the moment because we haven't seen Newbury yet.
No,
this weekend. No. So I think it's going to be pretty testing, and that would make me worry a bit about Chickadam.
Yeah.
It's
not so much the ground that's the problem for him; it's that they've become a real stamina test, and he's unproven over the trip.
There's a lot of barriers he's got to go through. It's Willie Mullins, Ruby Walsh, and it's sometimes some trainers defy logic, and Mullins is one of those. So,
yeah, if Willie Mullins thinks he's capable, then who are we to argue?
Well, yeah, I suppose it's our job to argue in a way, but that's the idea.
Yeah,
but I haven't gone through it in detail, but I wonder last time a horse won. Well, we've never had a 5-year-old win the Hennessy,
no,
ever. And I'd be intrigued to see when the last time a horse who'd never really figured over the trip, who'd never raced over the trip, had taken it.
Yeah,
it was a big race to be making your staying handicap debut, as it were.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of questions for Jack Adam, but also a hell of a lot of money on his back. So
okay, so we'll find out more.
It's a good renewal. It's a very good renewal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of nice horses in there. A lot of nice, young, improving chasers. As I said, I don't really fancy Mary King necessarily, but he's only 7.
Yeah.
It's just that he's raced 12 times over fences. He's just been going for so long. He couldn't win this race last year off 140. I'm not sure £2 is going to make much of a difference.
Yeah, you'd expect him to run his race, wouldn't you?
Does relish those conditions. He's the kind of horse, if I was watching the race all the way around, I think this horse is going to get into the frame. He's not the worst place bet in the world.
No, I'd agree. Anyway, we'll leave that there. We'll revisit that close to the time, but let's concentrate on matters a little closer to hand. We have Friday coming up, and we're going to look at some of the racing at Newbury and some of the racing at Wolverhampton.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Yes, on to Friday then we start this preview at Newbury in their 2:05, and this is the Fuller's London Pride Novices Chase, which was the Berkshire Novices Chase. A Grade 2, over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and older. We have 5 of them in the lineup here, and some nice types as well. We've got Del Arca in there. Safir de Roux was a vastly improving horse last year. He makes his reappearance here. You've got Coney Gree, who you couldn't really write off on some of his form. And I suppose you could probably look away from Deep Trouble and Horatio Hornblower. But
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not Deep Trouble, no. He's rated 147 over hurdles. He ran a nice race the other day at Leicester, Deep Trouble.
Okay.
He was rated exactly what Coney Gree was over hurdles. I think he's dismissed him. He's rated £2 higher than Del Arca. I think you've dismissed him erroneously there, Mr. Walton. Okay. You're a disgrace. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed of myself. Thanks for highlighting my massive.
In fact, I'm just going to tip him out of sheer bloody mindedness now.
Right. Okay. He did finish. Yeah, I suppose he weren't beaten far in the county hurdle either. So
no.
So yeah, I've done him a disservice, I'm afraid.
You have, you really have.
But go on, talk us through your thoughts here. And stop.
Well, I think Deep Trouble's an absolute certainty. genuinely, I was going to say he would be potentially overpriced. He travelled really well the other day at Leicester. He's got a run under his belt. He ran into a nice type there who was probably better suited by the way the race unfolded. Bearing in mind this horse hacked up over 2.5 miles at Punchestown last year. And murdered them as well by 7 lengths. Much like Ben Case had one the other day. Croco Bay at Ascot won by 19 lengths out of nowhere in these silks. And Deep Trouble did exactly the same thing at Punchestown. And then he made his return over an inadequate, what seems now an inadequate 2 miles at Leicester. And he's stepping up to 2.5. I actually think he's going to be overpriced.
Okay, so, fair enough.
But now, I mean, because you've waved your hand at him, I'm even more confident. Safir de Roux will love the conditions. Again, as you said, very much improved over hurdles last year before maybe finding one race too many at Fontwell. It came a few weeks after his race at Foss last before that. But again, he's picked it's a pretty tough race to make his return. Coney Gree should have made his return the other day at Exeter, but it was a bit of a controversy there. Again, he's been off for ages. But I'd almost prefer to back horses off 600 day absences than not, because everyone goes, oh, it's 2014. People don't have problems bringing horses back from absences. Venetia Williams and Nigel Twist and Davies do it all the time. They do it as a matter of it's not strategy, really. Del Arc is of interest. I just can't work out how good he is. I mean, he won the Greatwood last year, and he's gone close in a couple since, but I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of him. And you certainly can't judge him on that Cheltenham run the other day. Yeah, I thought Deep Draw was intriguing, but it's a really nice race. I just thought he'd be the overpriced one, given connections and clearly the Mark Walton factor.
Yeah. The 5:55 at Wolverhampton is the next race we'll look at. This is a Fillies Condition Stakes, a fast track qualifier over the extended 7 furlongs. We have 6 of them in the lineup here, and it's quite a good race.
It is a good race. It is very much a good race. 12 grand on offer on a Friday night at Wolverhampton. Yeah. Yes, please. Majade is obviously the one that makes the market. Daughter of Street Cry, who won a listed race in Soft Ground last season, and this year finished 3rd at Newmarket in the Nell Gwyn. Ran a really nice race in the Guineas, finished 6th there, but bombed out at Ascot in the Sandringham. Again, she does have a little bit to prove. Just starting here, I assume this is a Dubai prep for her. And she very much sets the standard. She'll be very hard to beat, but this is a good race, apart from her. Katiba's very much on the up. Got narrowly beaten by a Godolphin horse the other day at Kempton, who was so keen throughout the race. I've no idea how she battled on to beat Katiba, but she's progressing nicely. Penny Drops is a consistent, if not incredibly frustrating horse. Has won a maiden at Lingfield, and that was its only run in the all-weather, so she might just end up better being a better all-weather horse. But she's hit the frame in numerous list of contests, so she's clearly got ability. And then you've got Badr Albador as well, who I think might well chase the favourite home, although it is slightly out of loyalty. I do like her. She's very good over 7 furlongs. She's very good on the all-weather. She travelled like the best horse last time out over at Kempton throughout that race, but just got beat by Magic City, who got first run. And he's just a very talented horse and very strong at a finish when he gets his condition. So I think Majade will probably win, but I think the prices will reflect that. And I think Badr Albador might well be value for the forecast.
Okay, that's the 5:55 at Wolverhampton. Then we finish in the 6:55 at Wolverhampton, Division 2 of this Class 5 handicap over the extended 7 furlongs, and 10 of them in the lineup. Nice each way shape to the race. Ross, what do you like here?
Yeah, there's going to be a few well fancied. I think Flick Star is of interest, a sort of hard spun who hasn't been with the John Ryan team for long, but has run 2 nice races at Wolverhampton and then Kempton last time out. I think he's very much the one to beat, but I'm going to go with King of Eden for Eric Alston, who's runs 2 really good races at Kempton on his last 2 starts. He's a relative latecomer to all weather racing, and I think I'm intrigued to see how he takes the Tapita service. But he's running 2 good strong handicaps at Kempton. He's got off big prices both times. He's run into good horses both times, and I think this is just a little bit easier for him. So yeah, and Eric Alston's, he doesn't have many on the all weather, but Invincible Ridge has won 1 and finished 2nd on his next start as well, so he's clearly got a small but select group for the winter game. I think King of Eden will be a bit of value.
Okay, let's have a summary then, Ross, if you'll spin us through your thoughts for Friday one more time.
Yep. Stubbornness leads me to tip Deep Trouble in the 205. No, he's actually got a good chance as well. I think Majeda will beat Badr Albador in the 5:55 at Wolverhampton, and I think King of Eden is intriguing in the 6:55.
Thanks. There you go, Ross Briley on Friday's racing. You'll hear it on Racing Radio from 11:55 a.m. Stuart Beasley, Greg Forsyth and Darren Owen will be in the studio. We have day 2 of the Hennessy meeting from Newbury, Doncaster and Musselburgh alongside that in the afternoon, and Wolverhampton and Dundalk in the evening. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.